Condoleezza and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, this week from Washington. Yesterday, Condoleezza woke up and was told she would have to go to a place called the Senate. As she sat down, a Senate aide wished her luck.
Wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
But she knew that this was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. We all have days like this, days when words don't mean what they seem to mean.
I don't see it as an escalation.
Putting 22,000 new troops?
I would call it, Senator, an augmentation.
Days when nobody believes anything you say.
Madam Secretary, that's just not true.
Well, Senator,
that is not true.
Senator, if you'll allow me to finish.
Days when you can't even agree on the alphabet.
Senator, I don't think you go to Plan B. You work with Plan A.
But that's not a Plan B. That's a very critical issue here.
You work with Plan A.
But that's what happens on a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. You find yourself saying things that sound silly.
We are more secure, but we're not secure.
The people around you feel the need to repeat themselves.
I have not been told the truth. I have not been told the truth over and over again.
You find yourself thanking people even though they say mean things.
At this stage of the game, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, thank you, Senator.
When you have a day like that, there's nothing you can do but tell yourself, the Senate may hate me, but there's always the House of Representatives.
This is the craziest, dumbest plan I've ever seen or heard of in my life.
Then again, sometimes you just wish you were in Australia. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.